last night.
Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we began yesterday the actual halachos of Hilchos of Lisurei Lashon Hara, and we're holding in Klal Aleph and the Chofetz Chaim. We ended Sif Hey, that he told us there's no difference between the Yisur of telling, speaking Lashon Hara, whether a person offers the information himself or whether his friend is nudging him for the information. And even if it's a parent or a Rebbe, unless there's a heter to say the Lashon Hara to somebody else as well, then there would be a heter to tell a parent or a Rebbe. And as we mentioned, it's true that many times a parent and a Rebbe telling them would be a toelis and there would be a heter to say it. But it's tamazay if a parent or Rebbe just wants the information and it's not going to be relevant to anything, just curiosity. So of course there's no heter, even if a Rebbe or a parent asks to be told. So we're beginning Sivvav in Klal Aleph. Afilu Muraya. Oh, we said that. That even if a person is going to be now, Chalila is going to lose his Parnasa in Sivvav, we learn. That even if Chalila, a person is going to lose his Parnasa, nevertheless, he's mechuyev to lose his job and his livelihood, even without another job prospect, rather than to be over a lav, just like any other lav. A person doesn't have to be mois and nefesh for a lav, except for the gimel averes chamuros. But otherwise, a person would have to give up a job rather than speak lashon hara. And just we think about it, like we think about it, even for a second, it's like frightening. To think, in other words, if let's say there was a guy whose name was, let's say, Richmond, a family, his name is Richmond, and he lives in Toronto, and he has holdings all over the world and tremendous assets, etc. And let's say there's a, you know, there'll be a question of a certain fisherman's wharf or something in London that would be an issue now that if he wouldn't say a certain Lashon Hara, the whole thing would just, you know, snowball and the entire, you know, empire would collapse. And instead of the family and the children's children being, you know, gvirim and gvirim adirim and not having to worry about parnasa, v'chulu, it would be a question now that if he doesn't say this one lashon hara to this person, so it's all going to fall apart. So the Torah requires that you don't say the lashon hara and everything goes away. The entire fortune, the family, the mishpacha, the kailalim, the yeshivas, everything that a person was supporting, all that a person is expected to give up, rather than to say one word of Lashon Hara. So as I forgot which Baal Musa said, so we can imagine then, if that's what's expected, so imagine if a person in Taka is Aymer bin Asayim, and Itaka loses everything for that. Is it imaginable even the Sakhar, the reward that a person is going to get, then for doing, for being Aymer in that Nisayim? And that's a Chomor it is, even a certain one Dibor, one speech of Lashon Hara. So we think about that. So surely if it's just a question of a schmooze and you know, you throw in some information, you just, you know, that, you know, how much more so Chalil is the tfi on us that we're not careful, Meshugana. You have to give up an empire rather than say the word of Lashon Hara and hey, just like, you know, loose, it just comes out. Umizeh, so we're up to Siv Zayin, Umizeh nu chaleda, the koshkenim, the ge'al, the rak, the kovid, be'alma. If it's just a question of some honor, he's sitting amongst a group of people, and he doesn't have a way to get out. And they're speaking things that are forbidden. And if he will sit there like a stone, and he won't assist, he won't join the conversation, they'll think he's a meshugana. He's just standing like a stone. He's not showing any approval to what they're saying. So, nevertheless, b'vada yasur, of course he has to do that. Person, it's better that a person should be called an imbecile his whole life, rather than to be a Russia for one moment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he should, Chofetz Chaim gives encouragement, and he says we should mizariz ourselves, with all his kayach, lamayr al nafshay, to stand and defend his life, so to say. And he should be secure. Kischara year of Ozem and Hashem Yisbarach Adin Kaitz, that his reward for sitting that way will be endless. Kemaimer Chazal Lefum Tzara Agra. According to the amount of suffering that a person does in order not to do an Aveira, that's the reward. That 100 times with tzar, then 1 time without tzar. Ubi yuro, and it means kidvar mitzvah, to do a positive mitzvah, a lifresh midvar iser, shebolo yayidi tzar, schore mei apomim yoysim in mitzvah cheres kimoysa, shebolo shalei b'tzar. That it's 100 times more the reward if it's done without tzar. Done with tzar than without tzar. And on such a time, for sure, the Maimer Chazal fits. For every moment, every second that a person muzzles his mouth, so he's zoiche to a hidden light that even a malach cannot even fathom such greatness. And the Chavetz Chaim says, "Lamaisa, you can't get up. So what are you supposed to do, Taka?" So ilinyan haychacha, as far as the question of whether you have to speak out, the Kabbalah or listening to the lashon hara, ayin lekamon b'klal vav, sifim dalet hevav, and we'll learn be'ezus Hashem yisbarach and klal vav how the Chavetz Chaim says we have to act in such a situation. And iser zeh, this iser of speaking lashon hara, hu beinim hu misaper lo b'fiv mamish. Whether you say it with your mouth, Oshu Kosev all of Devazet, Bimichtavai, or he writes it in a letter. Begamein by Chilukimu Misapra of Lashantar Shalai Beferish, whether you say it Beferish, Ubeinu Misapra of Lashanara, Bederech Remes, or if you do it just in a Derech Remes. Bechol Gavni, Bechlal Lashanarahu. In all situations, it's included in Lashanara. Now, as you think about it, just a simple mashal. You know, somebody says, that guy's like a bright guy. That guy goes like this. And he just waves his hand. So the guy was now over, and he served the rice of Lashon Hara. The Maisa, what he said with that wave, he's not so bright, he's not such a smart guy. So then, even though you didn't say it, you didn't write it, but the Maisa, you were Marames, you hinted, the Maisa, you gave over the impression the guy's not such a smart guy, or he's not such a nice guy. So, like how careful Chavetz Chaim is warning us that we have to be in every manner of expressing a Lashon Hara, we have the law. V'da'oid. Even if while he says something about somebody else, he says about himself. Even if it's the same thing. You know, as you see, a person says, we both were, chalil, let's say, shoplifting, or whatever he says, or we went to a wrong place. And even if he starts, you know, shturmen, he starts storming about himself. And he says, you know, I can't believe what I did, that I went to this place together with the uncle. So even though you're like, so to say, being misrayim, you're almost like regretting that you did it, but if you mention the other person, it doesn't go out of dilatoria, which we call like snitching. And it's amazing, Chavetz Chaim brings a raya to this, and he says, he brings a raya, mimashim, it seemed to be Yeshaya, sha'amar, oyloiki nidmeisi kish tmeisa simonoiki. Woe to me that I'm a person with the unclean tongue, and I live amongst the people that are tmeis vasayim, that have like an impure tongue. So he says, he was really talking about himself, and he just mentioned Klal Yisrael, and yet it says afterwards that va'amru chazal shomer le'kadosh baruch hu l'malach ritzoitz peh shomer dilaturi al bonai. Knows, crush the mouth that spoke Lashon Hara about my children. In other words, even though like Yeshaya the Dove of Navi was not meaning to, so to say, speak Lashon Hara, he was just wailing, so to say, about his behavior and amongst Klal Yisrael, that we never got so bad. And that alone was an Isser of Lashon Hara.